existence and for immanence of God.
Understand that God is the ultimate creator and sources of everything. Embrace your dependence on God, knowing He provides for all your needs. Understand your purposeful existence, realizing you are part of a greater plan. Feel the immanence of God, His constant presence guiding and supporting you. Get ready to unlock your full potential and live a life of abundance. Join us online on Sunday mornings at 7:30 a.m. on the RMI Facebook page or on YouTube, Instagram, or on our website at restoredministriesint.org. Get ready for powerful and anointed teachings.
Good morning.
My echo. This is the day that the Lord has made. We shall rejoice and be glad in it. We're excited about this day. We're excited about the power of all. That's what we've been teaching on as we get ready for, what is it?
Well, the first thing is going to be is Rosh Hashanah, which is the Hebrew New Year. And I'm not just going to say Hebrew. It is God's New Year, okay? Because the Bible says that to everything there is a season,
yes,
and a time to every purpose under the heaven. See, so God's times and seasons are dictated by His purpose. And when you understand that, God says, He says that, behold, He says it a couple of times. He says, behold, I do a new thing. Shall you not know it? Okay.
That's good.
New thing. New. Okay. Right now we are in September, which is the ninth month. And I think that we learned last week that the ninth or nine represents or means new birth. It means manifestation, recovery, a new start, and renaissance, which is basically a renewing or a refreshing. Okay. Now I want to take a look at what the number 15 means. Amen. While Prophet Tanya gets prepared to pray. Amen.
Amen. Well, glory to God. We are excited about this new day. We're excited about all that God is doing.
Yes.
In our lives, as we really kind of been expounding on this idea of the power of all.
And not just an idea, it's a thought out of the mind of God. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Because the Bible says, one of my favorite scriptures, Jeremiah 29:11, which says, I know the thoughts that I think towards you, thoughts of peace, not of evil, to give you an expected end. Everything, every word, every prophetic release, everything that God does in your life is to get you to your expected end.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. So we're going to continue to expound. I think we're on maybe the second point about the dependence of God. And well, however we go, because we talked about the origin, right? The divine origin, unity of God.
That's where we've been for the last couple of weeks. Yes.
So
our divine origin and unity with God. Mm-hmm. Yes.
Would you like to talk?
No, I'll go ahead and let you have a little bit.
Thank you.
This is still my birthday month, so we still.
That means.
What? That's what I thought.
God help us. So let me go ahead and pray and affirm. I always like to start with Job chapter 22, verse 28. You know, and I actually want to, before I've been reading this book, and it had a really powerful insight about prayer. And so I just kind of want to read a little bit about that. I shared this last night, excuse me, on the refreshing prayer call. And so I just thought it was really powerful when we talk about prayer. Now, where did it go? We were talking about our inner dialogue.
Yes.
So I love the way, the dynamic interaction of prayer and action. In the tapestry of our lives, where thoughts, beliefs, and emotions interweave, prayer emerge not just as a spiritual exercise, but as a dynamic interaction with the divine.
What's that again?
So prayer emerges not just as a spiritual exercise, but as a dynamic interaction with the divine. Prayer goes beyond mere words. It's an active engagement.
Oh, there we go.
A dialogue that brings our deepest intentions and visions into the realm of reality. The concept of prayer as a practical, active experience is essential for understanding its true power.
Come on.
Is that powerful or what?
That's powerful.
So this book is Mind Over Luck by Dr. Ebonard Jordan. And I love what it's saying here, that it's a dynamic interaction with the divine. In other words, it's a dynamic interaction. It's a dynamic dialogue between you and God, right? Because we understand that we have the divine power, the equipment, and the ability within to go forth, to be, to do, and to have the good that we desire. Everything we need is already inside of us. And so when we pray, it's not just about you spewing out words, but it's a divine interaction with God Almighty. It's a dialogue. It's not just about us speaking words, but it's an active engagement.
Come on now.
Active engagement. So even as we get ready to pray, what did you?
No, come on.
As we get ready to pray, understand that this is a supernatural active engagement with the Almighty God.
Come on.
It's not just you spewing some words or affirming or whatever, but it's an active engagement. And it's a dialogue that brings, get this, our deepest intentions and visions into the realm of reality.
Come on now.
So we go from the spirit to the natural. It's a dialogue, right? We're releasing the divine. We're releasing the divinity inside of us. In other words, we're releasing the God in us.
Come on now.
Hallelujah. So Father, we thank you, Lord God, that we are releasing the divine.
Yes.
We're releasing the God in us. Father, we make a conscious decision and we decree, Lord God, decreeing and declaring that right now, Father, we're feeding our mind only good thoughts. Mm-hmm. We won't waste our mind's time on idle thoughts. We will only let the good thoughts into our mind, because then only good things will happen to us.
Yes.
Father, we will only let good words.
Come on.
Come out of our mouth.
Hey, glory.
Hallelujah. The Bible says that there is death, there is life and death in the power of the
death and life
and the power of
the tongue.
Right. Right. So today we're only letting good words come out of our mouth, because we understand what we say is what we get. Father, we will decide what we want. We will get what we want. Thank you, God in us. Thank you for the divinity in us. Father, we release the divinity in us right now. Father, we are defining and declaring that God in us is our completeness.
Mm-hmm.
Father, we thank you, Lord God, that we are defining and declaring God in us is our answer right now. Whatever the answer, whatever it is that you have been petitioning upon the Lord, that you've been needing direction, you need to understand that the answer is inside of you. And as you begin to quiet your spirit, as you begin to walk in your divinity, you get out of your natural mind and get into the supernatural mind of God. The answer is inside of you. God will begin to give you direction, divine insight and direction on what path chastity on when to go. Hallelujah. Many of us, God gives us, we know what we need to do. However, we're not sure of the timing. And it's because God is saying, I need you to draw closer to me. I need you to spend that quality time with me, because the truth of God is in you. Mm-hmm. We program our life. You can program your life for all the good that you desire. How do I do that? Through getting into the presence of God, through prayer and meditation, through affirming God's word in your life. Hallelujah. Activating the divine in you. I want you to say, I am. Activating the divine.
The divine.
In me. Let's say it again. I am. Activating.
Activating.
The divine.
The divine.
In me. I am. Activating.
Activating.
The God.
The God.
In me. Hallelujah. Father, we thank you.
Yes.
And we praise you. We thank you, Lord. We give you this day. We thank you for this teaching that will go forth. That it's right on time. That it's a teaching that is straight from your heart, oh God. Father God, we give you glory. Thank you, Father. We pray for our nation. We pray, Lord God, even as we prepare for this election, we thank you that your almighty will is being done. Father God, we thank you for your perfect and divine will being done. We thank you, Lord God, hallelujah, that we walk according to your way, according to your will, oh God. Open up the eyes of our understanding. We thank you for understanding, oh God. We thank you for understanding. You said that all you're getting, get understanding.
Yes,
and so this day, we thank you, Lord, even as Pastor Michael and I go forth to teach. We teach with clarity. We teach your heart. We teach with insight. We teach with wisdom. Hallelujah. Yes, Father, we plead the blood of Yeshua HaMashiach over the technology. We plead the blood of Jesus over our minds, heart. Father, we say none of us and all of you, oh God. Right. None of us and all of you, as we go forth to teach your precious sheep, in the precious name of Jesus, we pray. Amen and amen. And it is so.
Well, I want to welcome everyone to the early morning hour of power with us, Pastor and Prophets Michael and Tanya Bryan of Restored Ministries International, where our purpose, our ministry, and our mission is to restore, renew, and refresh you, the sons of God, with the word of God.
Yes.
Now, what you hear this morning is not going to be our opinion, but it shall be the word. And we have really been, God has really been focusing on the second part of the Godhead, the word. Okay. John chapter 1, in the beginning was the word. The word was with God, or with Elohim. Okay. Because that word God is Elohim. Okay. And the word was Elohim. Okay. In the beginning. Okay. Not that God just showed up when he decided he wanted to start creating the heavens and the earth. No. And in fact, we learned last week, or it might have been a week before, where the actual Hebrew scripture says, when God began. Okay. And we have to understand, if we're going to get understanding. Okay. Now, when you read John chapter 1, as we get ready to go forth, in the beginning was the word, and we might as well go there. High glory. Come on, John chapter 1. I'm going to put this here and put this here. Come on, grab your Bible, grab your coffee, your tea, your smoothie, whatever it is that you drink in the morning. Because it's going exactly where we're going this morning. In the beginning was the word. The word was with God. The word was God. The same was in the beginning with God. So talking about the word, the same. Now, I'm a teacher. When God called me to become a teacher, okay, God, your purpose should be activated, and it should affect and infect not only the kingdom, but your own community.
Amen.
Okay. When God called me to be a teacher, it wasn't just for the kingdom of God. I'm a teacher in the public school system, in the collegiate school system, and I'm also a king. I am a kingdom teacher behind the pulpit. So your purpose should answer a problem.
That's right. Come on.
Come on now. When I was dissatisfied by hearing different preachers and teachers preaching and teaching and sweating and hooping and hollering, but the people were not getting any understanding. Yeah. Then the Father said, well, what are you going to do about it? See, it starts with you. So your purpose might be that thing that keeps on dissatisfying you, yeah, keeps on messing with you every time you see it. And you keep saying to yourself, why don't somebody do something about that?
That somebody is you.
And I believe it's still there because God called you to deal with it.
That's right.
Okay. Now, something that you were talking about, it says, all things were made by him. Verse 3, all things were made by him. The word is not just letters and words on a page. It's talking about the second part of the Godhead, the word of God. He had an earthly ministry name as Jesus or Yahshua, because there is no J in the Hebrew language. Okay. So, and all things were made by him, and without him, the word was not anything made that was made. And in him was life. Who? The word. So first of all, that was verse 3 and 4.
Okay.
Okay. Now, when you go down to verse 12.
Now, come on now.
Here's where the word comes alive.
That's exactly it.
Here's where the word goes from logos to rhema, living word. Okay. And the word was made flesh. Not that he wasn't already living and existing, but the word was translated from the heavens into the earth. Verse 14.
Oh.
And the word was made flesh and dwelt among us, and we beheld his glory, the only begotten of the Father. He didn't say God. He said the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. So when you understand that the reason why the number one characteristic of God, he's characterized as Elohim, because Elohim means father and creator. Okay. In the beginning, God wanted offspring, so he created Adam, mankind. Come on, somebody. So now, go ahead.
So you skipped 12, though.
No, I did.
No, you didn't read 12.
Oh, okay. Okay, I'm sorry.
Because that's really
key. Let's go
back
to 12. But to as many as receive him.
That's key.
Here we go. That's the living word.
Yeah.
Brett Hammond had that song. Bread of heaven, you are the living word. Okay.
Yeah.
But as many as received him, to them. So that means anybody can get this. Gave he power. That word power is the Greek word dunamis, which means his ability. Gave he power to become the sons of God, even to them that believe on his name.
So let me read it in the Amplified. It says, but to many as did receive and welcome him.
Come on now.
So that says that there's an action. So we all have this power, but we've got to receive it and welcome it in.
We have to do something.
Right. We have to take action. He gave them the right, the authority, the privilege, which is equivalent to the power, the right, the authority, the privilege to become children of God. That is to those who believe in, adhere to, trust in, and rely on his name.
Now that's powerful. Now check this out. Since we're right there, okay.
So that was John chapter 1, verse 12 that we just read.
Now, when you read Genesis chapter 1, verse 26, now this is going to connect. Now, any revelation, if it's real revelation from God, should connect line upon line, precept upon precept, from the Old Testament through the New Testament. Genesis chapter 1, verse 26. Now, you said the authority, right?
Yes, it said that, but to as many as did receive and welcome him, he gave the right, the authority, the privilege.
Okay, so now, when you connect that with Genesis chapter 1, verse 26, now check this out. It says, and God said, let us, talking He's now right here. This word God is Elohim. Let us create Adam, mankind, in our image and after our likeness, and let them have dominion. That word dominion in the Hebrew means ruling authority. Let them have dominion over the fish, over the cattle, over the fowl, and over now the only thing that he didn't give us dominion over was one another.
If you go back, I just wanted to interrupt. It says, let them have complete authority in the Amplified.
Wait, say that again. Say that again.
And it says, and let them have complete authority.
Which means?
Complete authority.
Which means Elohim and El Elyon were working hand in hand. Because El Elyon in the Hebrew means the Most High God. He is the one that dishes out, that releases power and authority. He is the Most High. Whenever you read that in the Bible, the Most High God or the Most High, we're talking about El Elyon.
Come on now.
Now listen, I can't, like I said, I keep telling y'all, I'm not this smart. Now listen, when we connect that.
Stop saying that.
See, I am. Now listen, listen. Brother Michael right here, I can read a book, I can listen to a teaching, and I can replicate what you need for educational
purposes.
But when we talk about spiritual revelation,
divine
revelation
from God Almighty,
it must come from the mouth, the word, and the Holy Spirit. This is what Jesus told Peter. Who do people say that I am? And Peter said, you are the Christ. You are the Christ, the one and only living God. And then Jesus said, wait. Man didn't give you, wait. The earth didn't give you this.
Flesh and blood didn't reveal that to you, right?
But my Father in heaven.
In heaven. Come on.
We're talking about the spiritual releasing today. Come on, somebody. When you get now.
So wait. Your Father in heaven, but when your divinity connects with him, then he then through you begins to reveal.
That's right. And this is why Jesus, even at 12 years old.
That's right.
Is sitting here, sitting down with the quote unquote Pharisees and the Sadducees, the PhDs and the DDDs of that time.
Yeah.
And he's sitting there and they're looking at this 12-year-old child, wondering where all this revelation came from.
Because it was the God in him.
When Jesus opened up the scrolls and he said, the Spirit of the Lord is upon me, and he has anointed me to teach the good news, the gospel to the poor, and to preach and to heal and to open up. And when he sat down, they looked at him and said, Where? Wait a minute. Where? Isn't that Joseph's son?
So they were looking at the humanity.
Right. They couldn't, because their logical thinking could not comprehend the spiritual connection, the divine connection that Jesus even had with revelation of the Father at 12 years old.
But they had that same ability, but because they hadn't unlocked the God in them. That's where religion comes in.
They were depending on the logos
and their human mind
instead of just submitting to the power of the mind of
God.
And
so they marveled, but they didn't understand that they had that same ability if they would believe, if they would welcome, because didn't we just say that?
Yes, it
says, to many as did receive and welcome him.
You see, so
John chapter 1, verse 1, they hadn't received and welcomed. It's not that they didn't have that ability in them, right?
Or they didn't have the same opportunity.
That's right. That's
okay.
Right. That's
because John the Baptist didn't go through Bible school, the biblical schools,
the
seminary schools that they did. He just went out there, grabbed some locusts and some honey and the big nasty smelling bear rug, bearskin around himself. And he started preaching to the animals. And next thing you know, everybody started coming to the wilderness where he was. And he began to baptize. And Jesus, the Word, come on now, who was connected to the mind and the thoughts and the purpose of God, said, I must be baptized of you. If not, The word cannot. Oh, come on now. He said, I have need, come on now, to be baptized of you. If not, the word cannot be fulfilled.
That's powerful.
Come on now. See, listen. Now, don't get me wrong, okay? I have no problem whether you go to a seminary or you don't go to a seminary. God, listen, the gifts and the callings of God are without repentance. Now, the Bible does say study and show yourself approved.
That's right.
Okay? Okay, train up a child in the way. Okay? It's time that God's sons, okay, and he called you sons of God, those that received you, he gave you the power to become the sons of God. We need to do our due diligence. We need to study.
Yeah.
Okay. Yes, God will give you revelation, but revelation can only be activated by a connection to the word itself. Mm. Okay. Because you have to experience the word to unlock the word. Okay.
Well, you were saying this morning, chasing after God.
That's right. To seek means to chase after or to run after God. See, so when you understand, and it's so funny how God begins to unlock this stuff, because I was looking at you were talking about the day it is, mm-hmm. and today's, we are in the ninth month, nine in the Bible, or a nine means new birth, manifestation, okay, recovery, new start, and renaissance, and it's also day 259. Oh, come on now. Which means, now looking, the 2 plus the 5 equals 7. 7 plus 9 equals 16. 16, okay, divided by 2 is 8. 8 represents new beginning. Now, wait a minute. Now, we're also on the 15th day, and I looked up the number 15 in the Hebrew.
Wait, the 15th day, what do you mean?
9-15. Today's the 15th day.
See, look at all these, this revelation.
Now, listen, this is because we study.
That's right.
We study. He says, why should I answer you when you can't even look at the heavens? You can't even look at the stars. You can't even look at it and know whether or not we're going to have good weather tomorrow or not.
And so that's where a lot of people have demonized like the numbers and
the studying of the stars.
And they don't understand.
Listen.
They don't understand the power behind it.
There is nothing wrong with studying what's called astronomy or astrology.
Come on now.
But it does not come first
between
you and God. Mm-hmm. See, that's where you get into the psychic and the tarot and you start. Oh no.
And you begin to use that as an idol.
As an idol. Yeah. Instead of, see, here's where we get out of religion. Jesus said, because of your tradition,
we're shaking up.
Listen, I'm going to mess with you today. I ain't got no problem about saying it. Listen, this has been a 30 plus year journey seeking and chasing after God. He says, listen, without faith, it's impossible to please him. For he that cometh to God must believe that he is and that he's a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. Listen, there is no science that's created without God. Listen, so stop saying that there's no such thing as evolution. Mm. Because there is. God evolves. He doesn't change, but because of his purpose, we as his children must evolve or grow into faith to faith, glory to glory. See, we're talking about,
can I say something since you?
Quick, come on.
So many of us, I can talk as a Black woman, Black people.
Okay.
We have taken hold of this Christian ideology that has been inflicted on us through slavery. They manipulated and took the Bible. Mm-hmm. There's something called a slave Bible. Mm-hmm. And so they took out all the parts right? That talked about liberty mm-hmm. and kept everything that dealt with slavery, mm-hmm. that dealt with oppression, that mm-hmm. slaves obey your masters. Mm-hmm. And they took that.
And they manipulated.
And so then they colonized. Mm-hmm. So much of the religion that we see in
Listen, let me just, as prophet and head of this ministry, I'm going to go ahead and say it. Okay, let's be real. Christianity is a religion. It's not a relationship. Mm. Nowhere in the Bible did Jesus say you're Christians. Mm,
it's the believers, right?
He said signs and wonders will follow those that believe. It was the Roman king, Agrippa, that called us Christians.
Yeah.
We took a Roman term and we took it as so. Ooh. And it didn't come from God.
And we encourage you to go study for yourself.
Come on now.
Don't just take what
all over the internet, wherever this is going. You look in the Bible. God never called us Christians. He called us believers. Hmm. Oh, come on now. Signs and wonders shall follow those that believe.
Yeah.
If you shall believe in your heart, oh, come on now, confess with your mouth and believe in your heart that Jesus died, was buried, then shall you be saved.
And so based on the scripture that we led with this morning, John chapter 1, verse 12, but it says, to many as did receive and welcome him, he gave the right, the authority, the privilege to become of God, that is to those who believe in,
come on,
adhere to, trust in, and rely on his name. It's about your belief.
Okay. Abraham, the father of faith,
yes.
The Bible says it was imputed to him for righteousness. He didn't have the Holy Ghost in him, but his belief in Elohim caused him to become righteous.
And when you believe something, you think it to be true.
Okay, as a man thinketh in his heart,
yeah.
So is. So his belief that he was following Elohim, the creator, and everything that represents Elohim, which is the Elohim, the Word, and the Holy Ghost, it was imputed. This is why you cannot get saved without accessing Abraham. This is the Bible. Okay, Galatians chapter 3, verse 29.
You're all on another whole thing.
See,
now.
See, y'all messing with me because I'm about to get to the number 15. Galatians chapter 3, verse 29 says, if you be Christ, then you're Abraham's seed and heirs according to the promise. You cannot receive Christ without receiving Abraham, who was the only one that was called his friend. Abraham is the, without the Holy Ghost, was the only one in the Bible called God's friend.
Wow.
He's the one that the promise or the covenant of God is connected to. See, if we're going to teach, let's teach. Now, we talked about the number 9, right?
Yes.
Okay. The number 15 in the Hebrew. Check this out. The number 15 implies salvation. Mm-hmm. Healing, redemption, prolonging, stepping up, ascending, and fullness, like the light of the full moon.
Because today is the 15th, right?
Right. And the number 15 also represents the elevation from the physical to the spiritual. I told you, I cannot. I'm not this smart. We are in a time and season.
You are when you release the divinity. Listen, in you.
When I'm connected to the mind of Christ, yeah. I am a genius.
That's right.
My genius goes above 200. Why? Because God's genius is infinite.
Ah, come on now.
This is why he's called what? He's the omniscient.
Yeah, all knowing. Right?
Come on now. He's omniscient.
And that's science. That word omniscience.
Omniscient. Come on now.
Ah,
come on now. See, if we're going to do, we got to do, hallelujah. This is why the Bible says study. High glory.
Study yourself.
We just didn't come with this overnight.
Yes.
Listen,
The Bible says that you will receive the blessing with persecution. There is something about when you chase after God.
That's
right. Okay, that's right. Let this mind be in you that's also in Christ Jesus. When you chase after God,
yes,
you pay a price. Okay, the two brothers of thunder, when their mother said, look, when you get into your glory, I want you to put my two sons on your right hand and on your left hand. And Jesus said, no. I do not have the power to do that. Only my Father. But listen, they will have to pick up their cross and follow me. See, Jesus paid a price to receive all power. Well, come on now. He said, all power has been given unto me. Oh, in heaven and in earth. Well, oh, come on now. When he came out the grave, he didn't just say that the kingdom of God. No. He says all power has been given. Oh, I got to find that now. So we were talking about that. We're talking about the power of all. When you understand.
Where's the scripture that says all power has been given unto you?
Okay. No. All power has been given unto me. Okay. Our divine origin and unity with God.
Matthew.
Our dependence or trust in God.
18.
Okay. And we're going to go there. Our purposeful existence with God and God's immanence. Okay. His active involvement. See, we're getting this revelation because God is actively involved. He said, when two or more shall gather together in my name, there I am. Matthew, 28?
Uh-huh. Verse 18.
Now listen. This is how we know that this is God. And because I didn't have nothing to do with this. I didn't know that we were going to go this way today.
And we're talking about the power of all.
Okay. And we're talking about the power of all.
Matthew 28, verse 18. So powerful.
Oh, come on now. Somebody type, I receive it. It is so.
Yeah.
Now listen, verse 16. Yeah. Now this is after Judas has already.
It's the Great Commission, right?
Mm-hmm, yep. And this is where then the 11 disciples went away into Galilee, into a mountain where Jesus had appointed them. Where Jesus had told them to go.
Had designated. That's right.
In the beginning was the Word.
Yeah.
The Word is a lamp unto your feet and a light unto your path. And when they saw him, they worshiped him. But some doubted. And Jesus came and spoke unto them, saying, all power, come on now, it's in red in my Bible, is given unto me in heaven and in earth. Go therefore, teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost, teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I have commanded you, and Lord, I am with you always, even until the end of the world.
So let me read it from the Amplified.
Come on.
It says, now the 11 disciples went to Galilee to the mountain which Jesus had designated.
Come on.
When they saw him, they worshiped him,
mm-hmm,
but some doubted,
mm-hmm,
that it was really he.
Mm-hmm.
18. Jesus came up and said to them, all authority, all power of absolute rule.
Come on now.
Wait, all authority, all power of absolute rule in heaven and on earth has been given to me.
Now listen.
Wow.
Which means everything that represents Elohim was submitted unto him. Come on now, was given. Listen, here's how we know it's from God. It was given.
Mm.
Because he did what he was supposed to do. He followed the Father's plan. He finished his race. He finished the course. He was activated in his seat. Listen, that he already had.
He activated it, huh?
But he activated it on earth.
Yeah.
Because up until this time, listen, up until the time when Jesus was activated in the earth,
yeah,
he was Christ, the Word, at the right hand of the Father. Because Christ means what? Christ, the anointed one in his anointing. Spiritual. But in order for him to take back the keys that Adam gave up, which means Adam had the same power. Mm. Because Jesus is referred to as the second Adam.
Wow. So verse 19 says, go therefore and make disciples of all the nations. Help the people to learn of me, believe in me, and obey my words.
Jesus said, if you love me, you will keep my commandments.
Help the people.
Help. That's help what it says. Help the people.
Help the peoples to learn of me, believe in me, and obey my words, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit.
Are you getting something today? That when we understand, see, this is why it's very dangerous for you to be only walking in the natural. Your human mind cannot comprehend, nor he said, look, my ways are not your ways. My thoughts are not your thought. See, I have to get, listen, I don't care. I don't care how powerful or how smart I think I am, unless I'm walking in my purpose, I'm walking in what he told me, I am not walking in my power and authority.
That's right.
Because that power and authority is only released when I'm walking and receiving, believing in the word. And what does Michelle say? The more we stay in his presence, his word manifests, and we are given the revelation, keys to solve the issues in our life.
Amen.
That is the power and restoration unto God. We gain the mindset, skills.
And then she says,
craftiness and skills to apply to every problem as the sons of God we are. This is right.
Yeah.
And this is why, going back to the beginning of the broadcast, God equips you to solve a problem in the earth so you can help the people.
Mm-hmm. Help the peoples.
We've all been given a community of people to help. Mm-hmm. Oh, come on now. See, stop looking at the buildings and things like that. The buildings are not the church. It's the people.
That's okay. Really, say that again.
The building, the edifices, okay, the temples are not the church.
I heard a man, I think it was Dr. Jordan, he was talking about that even in this season, his last prophetic update with Larry Reed, mm-hmm. he was saying in this season, we at the body of Christ, pastors have to learn how to pastor differently.
That's right.
Because what worked in the past and based on this technology and the season that we're in, mm-hmm. it's not church as usual. Mm-hmm. We have to begin to embrace a whole new way of shepherding mm-hmm. and pastoring people. I thought that was so profound.
And we're going to end with Luke chapter 17 because it just connects. Luke chapter 17. And as you get prepared to sow your seed, okay, the Bible says that the Bible says this. This is what Jesus said, and this is why it takes seed time and harvest to a whole nother level. You okay?
Yeah.
Amen. I'm gonna type it again here. Luke chapter 17. It could have been like it was all of mine. And it says in verse 20. And when he was demanded by the Pharisees, when he was demanded by the top leaders and scholars, supposed to be the elders governing the nation of Israel, he says, and when he was demanded of the Pharisees, when the kingdom of God should come, he answered them and said, the kingdom of God cometh not with observation. Physical.
Verse
20 and 21. Neither shall they say, lo here or lo there, for behold, the kingdom of God is within you.
Ooh.
Okay. Can you read verse 20?
Now, having been asked by the Pharisees when the kingdom of God would come, he replied, "The kingdom of God is not coming with signs to be observed or visible, nor will people say, 'Look, here it is,' or 'There it is,' for the kingdom of God is among you because of my presence." I like the King James, though, saying it's in you.
It's within you.
Yeah.
Okay. And even when we read Ephesians chapter 3, verse 20, "Now unto him that's able to do exceeding and abundantly above all that we ask or think, according to the power that worketh in us." Ephesians 3:20. I want you to hear this now. See now, because this is going to elevate our thinking. What's it read? Ephesians chapter 3, verse 20.
And so, "Now to him who is able to carry out his purpose and do super abundantly, mm-hmm. more than all that we dare ask or think, infinitely beyond our greatest prayers, hopes, and dreams, according to his power that is at work within us."
Okay, so now.
Super abundantly.
Super.
More, okay. Yes.
Meaning he puts himself, everything that he is, gets put on top. On your natural.
Super abundantly, okay. Infinitely beyond.
God, okay, Jesus was Superman walking on earth.
Mm. That's good.
Okay.
Oh, that's a whole other teaching.
See,
Jesus was Superman
walking on the earth. And he showed us that we were supposed to be walking in that same super as him. This wow. is why Jesus said, "The works I do, you shall do, and greater works than these." Listen, Jesus walked on water, and so did Peter.
So Jesus was Superman
on earth.
I like that.
Uh oh. I'm gonna type that right in there. So that way, Jesus was
Superman on earth. Oh, that's a whole revelation.
See, we think.
So that means we're.
There you go.
Wow. Now, keep that in perspective when we look at the divinity.
Right.
The divinity. You're the God in you.
See, because you're not. See, this is why we are. Because God is a spirit. Okay. I am a spirit. I possess a soul and I'm housed, encased in this body. Wow. And you notice, whenever Superman gets closer to the sun,
come on now,
he gains more power.
Wow.
Come on now.
Wow. And when we, closer to the sun.
See, and this is why his kryptonite, was earthly material connected to his, to his planetary connection. Come on now. Wow. I'm not this smart.
You are.
But the revelation of God, they got it from God.
Somebody connected to the divine.
That's right. A Superman.
Wow.
Able to leap tall buildings in a single bound. Woo! Faster than a train. Faster than a locomotive.
Who was it that was in the chariot and got caught up or?
Oh, that was Elijah. God sent a fiery chariot down to pick him up.
And then also the eunuch.
The first Uber. He's the first Uber. God sent Elijah a Uber, a Lyft.
Wow.
Come on, somebody.
You can't make this stuff up.
I can't make this stuff up. Listen.
Wow.
When you think about Paul was a Superman. The snake bit him. And what did he do? He just shook it off.
So that super status comes when you release that divinity in you and you believe.
Okay. Signs and wonders shall follow those that believe.
Wow. So that means a programming of
as a man thinketh.
Come on. Oh my God, this stuff is so connected.
See, as a man thinketh where? In his subconscious.
Right.
When you understand, Peter didn't have time
to lay hands on the people. He says, line them up. And as I pass by, listen, the shadow, listen. The, come on now. He was connected to Psalms 91.
Wow.
He that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of who?
The Almighty.
El Shaddai.
Oh my gosh.
Come on now.
Plugged into the mind of God. So as he thinks, so is he.
As a man
plugged
thinketh.
Into the mind
see,
of God.
When you get, see now, when you get understanding, this is where you go from human
yep.
to superhuman.
Come on now.
I am a superman
yeah.
in God. Why?
Yeah.
Because I believe, I chase after him, I run after him. My reward comes from chasing after him.
And that really lines up with that second key of dependence on God.
And this is where we're going to be going into.
Dependence on God.
Proverbs chapter 3. Trust in the Lord. Lean not to your own understanding.
In all your ways.
In all your ways. Acknowledge him. Here's where we get our super. Go to him. He releases the super to you. Now you've got sweatless victory.
Wow.
Because, listen, authority is released with submission.
Mm. Ooh.
When you submit unto God, God submits unto you. Because the word he spoke over you, about you, supersedes any stupidness that you might do right now.
Stupidness.
Okay? Lack of super. Okay? So when stupid, I repent.
Stupidness is lack of super?
Yes. So when I repent, the Bible says he's faithful and just right. to what? Forgive. That word forgive means to release. So he wipes the slate clean.
Wow.
When we repent. This is why, as a sinner, I can believe in my heart and still get sin wiped out of my life, because if I confess and believe,
wow,
I receive.
Hallelujah.
We got to stop right there so that way yes. we can. Well, listen, give God some praise.
Oh,
now,
powerful.
Now, listen, we're going to go to the next stage of power. He says, I wish above all things that you may prosper and be in health, even as your soul prosper. When you understand that God's kingdom is built on seed time and harvest. Luke chapter 8, the seed is the word of God. When you understand doing God's word activates the seed time and harvest. This is why he did. When he created everything, he created it as a seed time and harvest system.
Wow. It's a system. That's right.
It's his kingdom, his way of doing things. So listen quickly, because you got to get to your thing. We've got 6 minutes before Instagram. I want to give everyone an opportunity to activate their belief in God's kingdom system.
Amen. And if you want to sow to this ministry, the overarching Restored Ministries International, it's on the left side
That's right.
of the slide. Mm-hmm. There are a number of ways you can do it. The first way is you can do it through PayPal. You can use your camera, your phone on your camera. If you have a smartphone, click on that. It'll take you right to PayPal. And so you can use our handle at Restored Men INTL. You also can sow your seed through Zelle. That's right. We have Zelle. It's a banking app. And so you can use our email, restoredmenintl@gmail.com. Use that, and that will allow you to be able to sow into the ministry through your bank account to our bank account through Zelle. The third way that you can sow your seed is you can use Cash App. That's right. We are striving to be up on the latest different technological ways.
Technology.
And so you can use our Cash App. Our handle is $RestoredMI. $RestoredMI. You also can go to our website at www.restoredministriesint.org. We want you to remember that the seed may leave your bank account, it leaves your hand, but what? It never, never leaves your life.
And this is why Abraham's seed. What did he say? If you be Christ, then you're Abraham's seed.
And heirs.
And heirs. So I have an inheritance.
Yeah.
See, my earthly father might not have left me anything, but my heavenly father says, if you will connect with me, I connect you with Abraham. Abraham was one of the wealthiest men that walked on the earth. Plus, he was a friend of God.
Yeah, that's good.
Show him the second way. Now, the second way is by when we do what is called the Terumah, Ezekiel 44:30. And it says, and the first of all, the first fruits of all things, of every terumah or oblation, of all, of every sort of terumah, shall be the priest. And you shall also give unto the priest the first. This is why acknowledge the Lord in all your ways, that he may cause the blessing to rest in thine house. You sowing into the hand of the priest activates the mouth of God in your life.
And so just to add to that, that terumah is a 2.5% of your increase. Back in the Bible days, the priests did not have, they didn't hold a job like we know what a job was. And like we do today, they didn't have land. Their sole job was to take care of God's temple and to take care of the people. And so God said, you talked about system. So then God set up this offering system that the people then would bring 2.5% of their income, of their increase, to give to the man of God, to the priest of God, so that would sustain them.
Mm-hmm.
God set up a system. That system has not been kept.
Mm-hmm. And it's not limited to the 2.5%.
Right. But that's where it started.
Right. Because when it says right here, you bring into the priest the first.
Yeah.
The first. See, so here's the key.
So the reason I said that.
No. But I want to, because I want to make sure that we also always take the limit.
Yeah.
Off absolutely. Of God. I don't want to put.
But people, there's a starting point.
Right, starting point.
And so if you were to take that 2.5, because there was a number of offerings you gave.
The heave offering, the wave offering,
right.
The salt offering, the blood offering.
So the terumah was an offering specifically for the priest.
That's right.
And so if we look at today, okay, well, what is 2.5 of my increase? So if I get paid $1,000 twice a week or twice a month, that would equate to $25.
Mm-hmm.
So that 2.5, so that you give to the priest first, then he pronounces the blessing and he blounces the blessing over you and your household.
That's right.
God set that system up.
That's right.
That said, so if you want to sow, as we are talking about the terumah, according to Ezekiel chapter 44, verse 30, the ways that then you can begin to sow your terumah into the supervising priest of this ministry, which is Pastor Michael Bryant, Prophet Michael Bryant, is the first way that you can sow your terumah is you can go directly to PayPal using his email, Pastor Michael D. Bryant at gmail.com. Pastor Michael D. Bryant at gmail.com for PayPal. The second way that you can sow your terumah into our supervising priest, Pastor Michael Bryant, is through Zelle. And you can use the email michael@rtuproductions.com. Again, michael@rtuproductions.com. And the last way that you can sow your terumah directly to the man of God is through Cash App. And you can use the handle $MDBryant. Again, $MDBryant. And I encourage you with Cash App to definitely type this out. If you see a picture or anything, don't just use that picture, but type this out, because there's a lot of counterfeits out there.
That's right. So, Father, I thank you. You said, while the earth remains, seed time and harvest shall not cease. I speak the blessing of the Lord to make them rich and add no sorrow.
Yes.
I speak and declare that they're blessed in the city, blessed in the field, blessed going out, blessed coming in, whatever their hands touches, blessed where the soles of their feet shall tread. You've given them. Father, I declare and decree that the windows of heaven are opened unto them. And they are, oh, Father, I prophesy that as they sow, they are walking under an open heaven, a heaven of no limit. Father, I speak, declare, and decree no more limits in your life, and that you'll never be broke again, in Jesus' name. Listen, we want to thank you for joining in. Don't miss next week's broadcast. And now listen, we're getting ready to change up some things. So I know you used to seeing me every day, but God's getting ready to change some things. Why? Because it's a new season, and God wants to create us opportunities for us to help the peoples.
Yes.
And so we want to help you to grow in your life, your lifestyle, in your understanding, and watch, be connected to your Superman, your Jesus, because he is Lord and he is Elohim. We'll see you next week.
God bless you.